Operation Huntsville is placed to ground 2 for Mike and MVP status when convenient.
And Huntsville station on 2, are you saying that my MVP status has been revoked?
You will always be our all-star. But I can give you the good news. The good news is the MVP 1 is up and working, and that's healthy. MVP 2 is not currently on. We are still having some issues with it. We do see you actively helping Kimya there. I have about a 15 to 20 minute troubleshooting activity. If you are up for it, just let us know if you want to do it today at what time, or if you prefer us to schedule it in the future.
Okay, yeah, we would like to do it today. I don't have a time yet, but give me 5 minutes and I can get back to you and we can pick a time. And yeah, I'm interested in the success of MVP.
Sounds great.
Soul Station on 2.
What do you want to?
Yeah, after I finish the TOCA, total organic carbon analyzer activity around 1500, let's, if you don't mind, we can meet again and see what we can do about fixing up our MVP status.
Okay, copy. We'll target about 1515.
Yes, somewhere around then, and then we'll see if we can get it up and fully running. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you for the help, and we will be ready when you're ready.
And Houston Station on 2 for ARED video setup.
Mike, are you looking at step 7 there for the cylinder flywheel valves?
Nope, I finished the cylinder flywheel valves. So we're talking about the ARED video that was on Johnny's schedule in the near future.
Ah, copy that. Swing and a miss for me. What you got?
Good all, Denny. You still got a grand slam in you.
Appreciate you.
Well, real quick, it's the photo TV ARED video set up at 1425 on Johnny's timeline. Since I was there, I thought I'd accomplished it. Johnny said, go for it. So the camera is set up, and we're just double-checking that you guys think that the view is good. If not, we'll set that, or if nobody's there to double-check our work, we'll set it up. We'll fix it later if needed.
Copy all, Mike. We're just waiting on the video restriction to be in place. Once we got that, we'll check the view for you. I appreciate that, Zub. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and or Johnny at your convenience.
And Johnny on 2.
Johnny, good afternoon to you. Need to tilt the camera up just by a few degrees so we can see so we'll be able to see Oleg's cranium, if you will.
Yeah, I'll get that fixed here. Yeah, thanks.
You got it. We'll check it once you do, and we'll let you know.
Station on 2, that view of Avery should hopefully be a little bit better. And then for the upcoming EMU activities, would you like the airlock and Node 1 cameras to be turned on?
Copy that, Johnny. We do like the view. And for the airlock Node 1 cameras, those are not required.
Great. Sounds good. We're going to go ahead and get that started here soon.
Roger. Appreciate you.
Station on 2 for TOCA water sample analysis, step number 1.
Mike, we're with you on 2, and copy, we verify steps 1 and 2.
Thank you, you saved me a whole bunch of work, appreciate y'all. Verified step 1 and 2, moving on to the next.
I'll clarify, Mike, step 1 is verified. I just wanted to be clear there.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I'm with you now. Step 1 is verified, and I'll look at the TOCA machine and see how number 2 is. Got it.
Good words. Thank you, Mike.
And Houston Station on 2 for ARED and ARED video. We're checking the view.
Roger that. The view looks good to us.
Okay. My friend Oleg will now do some exercises.
Sounds great. We wish him best of luck and skill.
Houston Station on 2 for EDAR.
Dana, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for EDA.
Okay, for the EDAR, we are in procedure 1.535, step 29. This step says, verify shading on the interior of the connector is to the left of the red alignment mark per figure 13. We took a look at the plug side of this LIMO connector here on P6, and there is no shading. It's just beige all the way across.
Okay, copy that. See beige all the way across and no shading. Did I copy that right?
Confirm. We do have a red dot, so it seems pretty self-connecting or self-correcting as to which way it should go. But let us know if you've got thoughts.
Okay, copy that. We're checking. Fairlight Houston on 2 for Zadina and EMU.
We're with you.
Zadina, we copy. Thank you for the earlier report. Our current message for you is that you can continue.
Excellent. Okay, we will ignore the shading and carry on.
Good words. Thank you.
Tell station on spacecraft 2 for 2 storage.
With you, Andy?
Yes, this morning, in order to do today's task, just retrieve, please stand by. Storage note, item 11, that is 5 inch long, 5/32 40 hex head, 3/8 drive. Supposedly, this is came from node 2 for the endpoint block 7 to node 2 for Golf 2 drawer 3. But I don't see on that drawer any slot for this tool.
And we copy all. Kimia, standby.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Kimia and the 5/32 ball tip hex.
Hex on 2.
Kimia, so we think there is a slot for that 5/32 ball tip hex. It should be in drawer 3 in the back left area. It's labeled 5/32 inch ball tip hex in blue. However, you will not see, it won't say 5 inch slot. Let us know if you find it.
Okay, I'm going to check it out and let you know. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
Station on spacecraft 2 for the tool.
If you want to, go ahead.
Actually, that tool was not missing, so probably I should take this tool back to the chiplock bag, number 7 in end corn.
Concur. That sounds good to us. Thank you, Kimia.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for SCEM.
Station, scuba. Go ahead.
Ms. Scuba, I am in procedure 2.001 in step 1.2, looking for SIPSI Go.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the information. You are go for this procedure, but today 2.001 is reference only. So please perform the steps written on execution note.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Small station on 2 for OCT.
With you on 2, Zena, go ahead.
Hey, I've got the camcorder set up in node 2 and OCT all set up with the laptop logged out and looking for your words on whether this setup looks good to you.
Copy all, Zena, and checking. And Zena, back with you on 2. We're good with where you are for now. If they have any field of view adjustments, once we get into these cipher activities, they'll let you know.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Zena and OCT2 laptop.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, we're working the ground procedure 10.515 for OCT2 laptop and wanted to pass you... please check OCT2 connections to power and SSC, and check OCT2 spectrometer on, ON. Yep, and currently we're not seeing the spectrometer on, ON.
That's probably because I didn't turn it on. It's on now.
Good copy. Thank you. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Kimia and ARED.
Go ahead, Tom.
Look, Kimia, because of the rope issues we found earlier on ARED, earlier this morning, we'd like to continue to gather alignment data. So basically, in order to keep the hardware in good shape, we would like to set a 60-pound cable limit while we gather additional data. So we want to go ahead and do that, and then request that you share that around with crew for ARED. We'll let you know when we have more information, but ultimately we think we just need the time to continue collecting data to make a decision on returning it back to the 80-pound limit. Over.
Okay, understood. So for the cable exercise, we had 60 pounds of limit for the cable exercise, and we're going to share this information to other crew members. until otherwise we are noticed from the ground.
Got it. We anticipate him. It may take a couple of days.
Okay, thank you. No problem.
Thank you.
Control station on 2 for Cypher ISAFE, ERG.
What's you on 2?
I'm just trying to set up the things a little bit ahead of time, so we have the camera in the Columbus module all set up, and it's looking at the HRF laptop I logged on, but I'm stuck on step number 2.3, and if you come on board the camera, you can see where we're missing something.
And, Mike, we are still routing right now. If you want to try talking us through until we get that routed, we'll take your visual description.
Worries, no hurries. Right now, we found the device server and SX virtual link. Right now it says that we are connected to the Drucker 755 centrifuge, and there is no option for the diagnosis at Espion E3 module for step 2.3.
And Mike, we copy that you are in, looks like you are in step in procedure 2.102, the Cypher data collection. We need Xena's activity complete first. That's the setup activity at 2.101. Once that's complete, we'll get the remote guiders here set up, and then we'll hand you over to them to complete your ops.
Okay, no worries. I don't mean to rush anyone. We're just trying to stay ahead of the timeline as much as we can. So we'll stand by on this one, but the camera's there, and you're welcome aboard this one, too, if you want. And in the meantime, we'll let Xena do her thing.
Sounds great. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Cypher ISAFE.
Awesome, go ahead.
Mike, we have your remote guider, Steph Melvin, and PD Liz Getches enabled on private Space to Ground 3 with the Cypher team when you are ready.
Station Space to Ground 2 for SODA hard copy update.
Hey, Johnny, Houston's with you on 2 for the SODF update.
Johnny, Step 11.1, all the EMER 1 Bravo and warning books have been updated, as well as any missing cue cards or out-of-date cue cards have been printed and put in place.
Roger that. That sounds great to us. Thank you kindly.
Welcome.
Additionally, Johnny, I wanted to let you know that we're ready for you at any time to perform your UTS offload EAW swap.
That'd be great. I'm going to take a couple more pictures of my crewmates, and then I'll head on over and do that. Thanks.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Here's the station on 2 for end-of-day changeout.
Hey, Johnny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, you said you were ready for me, so I assume that's a go in 3.1, and then the new end-of-day is 1464.
1464, that is a good serial number. You have our go in step 3.1.
Thank you. Here's the station on 2 for the offload end-of-day changeout, step 3.10. I can let you know the Roger that, landing on the end of it, connected to the double green urine transfer compressor hose.
Double green, good config. Sounds like you are task complete. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for Xena and DPC topics.
Xena, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I apologize. I was still in my PMC when you guys did DPC, so I missed the questions that were directly for me. Sounds like you had some questions regarding my 1610 activity, though I did not have a 1610 activity specifically today.
Copy that. I think we meant 1550 ending at 1610. I'm sorry for the confusion. That's on me.
No worries. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
it was the wanted poster QT thing.
Good to answer your questions.
Sure. Got an LOS coming in at about 45 seconds, so I might have to drop you for a minute. But we're wondering about the serial number of the red and yellow connector you mentioned. Checking it will basically help us figure out if it's a different piece of hardware than we think it is. I think there's a chance it could be a quarter-inch QD female adapter. And then we're wondering if you visually saw red and yellow or if it was just silver. 30 seconds. Copy. That sounds good.
Houston Station on 2 for red-yellow adapter.
Hey, Zenit. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for the red-yellow adapter.
Hey, I've got photos for you on SSC-7. My eyes are still a little dilated, so I'm not 100% sure that the photos are in focus. Let me know if you need more. I've got this hose out, serial number 1003. That's the WPA water transfer common hose, and that is what this red-yellow QD adapter was attached to. The red-yellow QD adapter has a bunch of different serial numbers on it, depending whether you're looking at the red end or the yellow end.
Okay, Copy that. We'll have a look at the photos, and we'll let you know if we need anything else from there.
Okay, thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Mike and MVP status when convenient.
And Huntsville Station on 2, are you saying that my MVP status has been revoked?
You will always be our all-star, but I can give you the good news. The good news is the MVP 1 is up and working, and that's healthy. MVP 2 is not currently on. We are still having some issues with it. We do see you actively helping Kimya there. I have about a 15 to 20-minute troubleshooting activity. If you are up for it, just let us know if you want to do it today at what time or if you prefer us to schedule it in the future.
Okay, yeah, we would like to do it today. I don't have a time yet, but give me 5 minutes and I can get back to you and we can pick a time. And, yeah, I'm interested in the success of MVP.
Sounds great.
Soul Station on 2.
What do you want to?
Yeah, after I finish the TOCA, total organic carbon analyzer activity around 1500, let's, if you don't mind, we can meet again and see what we can do about fixing up our MVP status.
Okay, copy. We'll target about 1515.
Yes, somewhere around then, and then we'll see if we can get it up and fully running. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you for the help, and we will be ready when you're ready.
And Houston Station on 2 for ARED video setup.
Mike, are you looking at step 7 there for the cylinder flywheel valves?
Nope, I finished the cylinder flywheel valves. So we're talking about the ARED video that was on Johnny's schedule in the near future.
Ah, copy that. Swing and a miss for me. You got?
Good all, Denny. You still got a grand slam in you.
Appreciate you.
Well, real quick, it's the photo TV ARED video set up at 1425 on Johnny's timeline. Since I was there, I thought I'd accomplish it. Johnny said, go for it. So the camera is set up, and we're just double-checking that you guys think that the view is good. If not, we'll set that, or if nobody's there to double-check our work, we'll set it up. We'll fix it later if needed.
Copy all, Mike. We're just waiting on the video restriction to be in place. So once we got that, we'll check the view for you. I appreciate the heads up. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and or Johnny at your convenience.
And Johnny on 2.
Johnny, good afternoon to you. Need to tilt the camera up just by a few degrees so we can see we'll be able to see Oleg's cranium, if you will.
Yeah, I'll get that fixed here. Yeah, thanks.
You got it. We'll check it once you do, and we'll let you know.
Station on 2, that view of Averett should hopefully be a little bit better. And then for the upcoming EMU activities, would you like the airlock and Node 1 cameras to be turned on?
Copy that, Johnny. We do like the view, and for the airlock Node 1 cameras, those are not required.
Great. Sounds good. We're going to go ahead and get that started here soon.
Roger. Appreciate you.
Station on 2 for TOCA water sample analysis, step number 1.
Mike, we're with you on 2, and copy, we verify steps 1 and 2.
Thank you. You saved me a whole bunch of work. Appreciate y'all. Verified step 1 and 2, moving on to the next.
I'll clarify, Mike. Step 1 is verified. I just wanted to be clear there.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I'm with you now. Step 1 is verified, and I'll look at the TOCA machine and see how number 2 is. Got it.
Good words. Thank you, Mike.
And Houston Station on 2 for ARED and ARED video. We're checking the view.
Roger that. The view looks good to us.
Okay. My friend Oleg will now do some exercises.
Sounds great. We wish him best of luck and skill.
Houston Station on 2 for EDAR.
Dana, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for EDA.
Hey, for the EDA, we are in procedure 1.535, step 29. This step says verify shading on the interior of the connector is to the left of the red alignment mark per figure 13. We took a look at the plug side of this LIMO connector here on P6, and there is no shading, just beige all the way across.
Okay, copy that. See beige all the way across and no shading. Did I copy that right?
Some. We do have a red dot, so it seems pretty self-connecting or self-correcting as to which way it should go. But let us know if you've got thoughts.
Okay, copy that. We're checking. Feel like Houston on 2 for Zena and EMU.
We're with you.
Hey, Zena, we copy. Thank you for the earlier report. Our current message for you is that you can continue.
Excellent. Okay, we will ignore the shading and carry on.
Good words. Thank you.
Control station on Space Ground 2 for 2 storage.
With you, Andy?
Yes. This morning, in order to do today's task, just retrieved... Please stand by. Storage node, item 11. That is 5-inch long, 5/32 voltage hex head. 3A drive. Supposedly, this is came from node 2 for the endpoint block 7 to node 2 for group 2, drawer 3. But I don't see on that core, any slot for this tool.
And we copy all. Give me a standby.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and the 5/32 ball tip hex.
Hex on 2.
Hello, Kimia. So we think there is a slot for that 5/32 ball tip hex. It should be in drawer 3 in the back left area. It's labeled 5/32 inch ball tip hex in blue. However, you will not see, it won't say 5 inch slots. Let us know if you find it.
Okay, I'm going to check it out and let you know. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for the tool.
If you want to, go ahead.
Actually, that tool was not missing. So, probably I should take this tool back to the chipblock back, number 7 in end cone.
Concur. That sounds good to us. Thank you, Kimia.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for SCEM.
Station, Scuba. Go ahead.
Hello, Scuba. I am in procedure 2.001 in step 1.2, looking for SIPSI Go.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the information. You are Go for this procedure, but today, 2.001 is reference only. So please perform the steps written on execution note.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Small station on 2 for OCT.
With you on 2, Zena, go ahead.
Hey, I've got the camcorder set up in node 2 and OCT all set up with the laptop logged out and looking for your words on whether this setup looks good to you.
Copy all, Zena, and checking. And Zena, back with you on 2. We're good with where you are for now. If they have any field of view adjustments, once you get into these cipher activities, they'll let you know.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Zena and OCT2 laptop.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena. We're working the ground procedure 10.515 for OCT2 laptop. And wanted to pass you, please check OCT2 connections to power and SSC, and check OCT2 spectrometer on, ON. Yep, and currently we're not seeing the spectrometer on, ON.
That's probably because I didn't turn it on. It's on now.
Good copy, thank you. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and ARED.
Go ahead, Zonzu.
Hello, Kimia. Because of the... rope issues we found earlier on ARED earlier this morning. We'd like to continue to gather alignment data. So basically, in order to keep the hardware in good shape, we would like to set a 60-pound cable limit while we gather additional data. So we want to go ahead and do that, and then request that you share that around with crew for ARED. We'll let you know when we have more information, but ultimately we think we just need the time to continue collecting data to make a decision on returning it back to the 80-pound limit. Over.
Okay, understood. So for the cable exercise, we had 60 pounds of limit for the cable exercise, and we're going to share this information to other crew members until otherwise we are noticed from the ground.
Got it. We anticipate them. It may take a couple of days.
Okay, thank you. No problem.
Thank you.
Control station on 2 for Cypher ISAFE, ERG.
That you went to?
I'm just trying to set up the things a little bit ahead of time, so we have the camera in the Columbus module all set up, and it's looking at the HRF laptop I logged on, but I'm stuck on step number 2.3, and if you come on board the camera, you can see where we're missing something.
And, Mike, we are still routing right now. If you want to try talking us through until we get that routed, we'll take your visual description.
Worries, no hurries. Right now, we found the device server in SX Virtual Link. Right now it says that we are connected to the Drucker 755 centrifuge, and there is no option for the diagnosis at Espeon E3 module for step 2.3.
And Mike, we copy that you are in, looks like you are in step in procedure 2.102, the Cypher data collection. We need Xena's activity complete first. That's the setup activity at 2.101. Once that's complete, we'll get the remote guiders here set up, and then we'll hand you over to them to complete your ops.
Okay, no worries. I don't mean to rush anyone. We're just trying to stay ahead of the timeline as much as we can. So we'll stand by on this one, but the camera's there, and you're welcome aboard this one, too, if you want. And in the meantime, we'll let Xena do her thing.
Sounds great. Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Mike and Cypher ISAFE.
Awesome, go ahead.
Mike, we have your remote guider, Steph Melvin, and PD Liz Getches, enabled on private space to ground 3 with the Cypher team when you are ready.
Station Space Ground 2 for SOTA hard copy update.
Hey, Johnny, Houston's with you on 2 for the SODF update.
Johnny, Step 11.1, all the EMER 1 Bravo and warning books have been updated, as well as any missing cue cards or out-of-date cue cards have been printed and put in place.
Roger that. That sounds great to us. Thank you kindly.
Welcome.
Additionally, Johnny, I wanted to let you know that we're ready for you at any time to perform your UTS offload database swap.
That'd be great. I'm going to take a couple more pictures of my crewmates, and then I'll head on over and do that. Thanks.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Here's the station on 2 for end of day changeout.
Hey, Johnny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, you said you were ready for me, so I assume that's a go in 3.1, and then the new end of day is 1464.
1464, that is a good serial number. You have our go in step 3.1.
Thank you. Station on new for the offload and the changeout, step 3.10. I can let you know the ratchet down landing on the end of it is connected to the double green urine transfer compressor hose.
Double green, good config. Sounds like you are test complete. Thanks.
Houston station on 2 for Xena and DPC topics.
Xena, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Okay, I apologize. I was still in my PMC when you guys did DPC, so I missed the questions that were directly for me. Sounds like you had some questions regarding my 1610 activity, though I did not have a 1610 activity specifically today.
Copy that. I think we meant 1550 ending at 1610. I'm sorry for the confusion. That's on me.
No worries. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
it was the wanted poster QD thing.
Good to answer your questions.
Sure. Got an LOS coming in at about 45 seconds, so I might have to drop you for a minute. But we're wondering about the serial number of the red and yellow connector you mentioned. Checking it will basically help us figure out if it's a different piece of hardware than we think it is. I think there's a chance it could be a quarter-inch QD female adapter. And then we're wondering if you visually saw red and yellow or if it was just silver. 30 seconds. Copy. That sounds good.
Houston station on 2 for red-yellow adapter.
Hey, Zena. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for the red-yellow adapter.
Hey, I've got photos for you on SSC7. My eyes are still a little dilated, so I'm not 100% sure that the photos are in focus. Let me know if you need more. I've got this hose out Serial number 1003, that's the WPA water transfer common hose, and that is what this red-yellow QD adapter was attached to. The red-yellow QD adapter has a bunch of different serial numbers on it, depending whether you're looking at the red end or the yellow end.
Okay, copy that. We'll have a look at the photos, and we'll let you know if we need anything else from there.
Okay, thanks.